Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. Novak Djokovic got deported from Australia and made his way to Dubai.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I did something similar. I left the kitchen. I made my way to the attic. I'm glad you put emphasis on the word deported.
Deported.
That is a stunner.
Yeah.
This is the number one player in the world got deported.
Get out.
Really?
Get out.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, is it not stunning?
Well, we've had some warning over the last week that this could happen, but the realization, yes, there is a wow factor to that.
Deportation.
Yeah. Hmm.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Bengals get the benefit of the doubt. The Bills crush the Patriots, and my Super Bowl pick is on the line tonight. But we begin today with the 49ers and the Cowboys in the most exciting game of the weekend. The 49ers were ahead 23-7 at the beginning of the fourth quarter. But some Jimmy Garoppolo mistakes and some spirited play by the Cowboys got them within 6 points with less than a minute to go. The critical call was a quarterback draw that got the ball to the 49ers 24. But time ran out before Dak Prescott could spike the ball and set up for a pass into the end zone. After the game, Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy defended the call. Wilbon, will you?
Yeah, but the call is, you know, the call is way down the list to me, Tony. Yes, the play was hugely important. But I'm sorry, when your team, Mike McCarthy, has whatever it was in the final analysis, 14 or 15 penalties, a half dozen of them pre-snap. You look sloppy, you look unprepared, you look ill-coached. Once again, the clock gets you at the end of a game. This has been going on all year, even in the game sometimes the Cowboys won. So I cannot dwell on a play that it never should have come down to, because the Dallas Cowboys are supposed to be better than that. And they weren't. They were behind the team with a quarterback that I wouldn't even let Jimmy G. I wouldn't even let him on the team playing afterward. He tried to blow the game so many different ways, 3 throws in about 4 series. This is unbelievable. Between McCarthy and Jimmy G and just dope football. That's what it was. And so somehow San Francisco prevailed despite their starting quarterback. And once again, the Cowboys lost in part, large part, because of their head coach.
So I'm not going to argue with any of those things in particular. I might soften them. I look at Jimmy Garoppolo in a different way than you do, and I know he made mistakes down the stretch. Terrible screen passes, interceptions that were terrible. But as a starter for San Francisco, he's 34-15, and he's 3-1 in playoff games. So I'm just a little kinder to him than you are. And I agree with you completely that where Dallas lost the game, 14 penalties. Some of that is coaching.
Unbelievable.
Maybe it's position coaching. Maybe it's head coaching.
Yes.
That's absolutely awful. Having said all that, Mike, I thought when they got the ball back, they were going to win that game 24-23.
Me too.
I thought they were going, and they were eating up big chunks of yards, and I didn't mind the quarterback draw at all because the sideline was covered, the middle was open. The thing about it is you have to execute it better. You probably have to slide quicker. You probably have to make sure you don't give the ball to your center because a referee has to touch it, and everybody knows those rules. But you know what, Mike? In that kind of confusion, they could have blown the thing dead and said you get one more play.
Yes, they could
They could have done that where they're going to go to the end zone.
You're right.
And at home, the Cowboys didn't get that.
No.
They didn't get
that. One more quick point on Jimmy G. Tony, seriously. The 49ers won those games with defense and a lot of times running. And Jimmy G ought to tithe some of his salary to Deebo Samuel because that's the great player on offense on that team. And the coach knows it, and the whole organization knows it, which is why they drafted a 12-year-old who had played on the moon.
That's right.
They moved up to get him because Jimmy G.
They don't want Garoppolo.
I've been soft-peddling it. He's a Chicago guy.
They don't want him.
I want to root for him. What? This guy made massive mistakes. The kind of mistakes you'd think a rookie quarterback would make in his first game. Those kinds of mistakes. Wow. Let's move to the controversy in Saturday's game between the Raiders and Bengals. Late in the second quarter, Joe Burrow rolled out and completed a touchdown pass that would put Cincinnati up 2 touchdowns. But one of the officials mistakenly blew his whistle while the pass was still in the air. By rule, the play should have been blown dead. But the crew ruled that the whistle came after the catch, which it did not. That's just erroneous or a lie. The Bengals won by 7. Tone, Did the Bengals get away with a fast one here?
Okay, so I think that Cincinnati was the better team out there. And I think Joe Burrow was the best player on the field. And I think the result is just in an overall sense. But, and there's always a but, that whistle went off. You could see the defenders stop. When the pass receiver caught it, he sort of looked around like, what's going on here? He didn't even know that he had a touchdown pass. In the booth, if I'm not mistaken, they talked about the fact that maybe Burrow was out of bounds when he threw the pass, and replay showed that he was not out of bounds. Look, we can play the what-if game all the way down the line. Cincinnati would have kicked a field goal. The score would have changed. It would have had an effect on the plays that the Raiders called and what the Raiders did down the line. The thing that makes this bad is they only won by 7, so it looks like the great influence in the game was, again, a blown call.
Yes, because it was. Yeah. Look, Tone, even if you don't want to say, okay, I'm going to defend reversing the result of the game, you're not going there, they got hosed. The Raiders got hosed, plain and simple. This entire year, and I don't like to fixate on this because I think by and large in every sport, the officials, the zebras, they're like the last honest people in America. They don't have an agenda. I don't ever believe they have an agenda, even if they get something wrong. But this year in the NFL, Tony, it's been a disgrace. And the league needs to do something because now you question the result of half the games. We're lucky it was only one game so far, but the playoffs is only weekend one. And it just, you know, I don't know that Cincinnati was the better team. This is not a subjective, this is not figure skating or gymnastics where you vote on who you think the better team is. The number on the board is what I want to see. That tells me who the better team was today. And Cincinnati might not have been that, Tone, if this game had played out the way it should have, with that play being blown dead.
Yeah. Cincinnati, I was so happy they won because I don't have to listen to your voice ringing in my ear forever and ever with this exact quote. Cincinnati is the stupidest team in the NFL and they never win a playoff game. And they hadn't for 30 years. I think the Raiders had a very successful season, given the way John Gruden went out. And then their two players under terrible circumstances are no longer on the team. And I think they probably have to extend that guy. But to underscore your point, the only two exciting games of the weekend were decided by officials.
Yes.
They were not necessarily decided by play on the field. They were decided by officials, the Dallas game and this game. And I don't think you want that if you're the NFL. We move on. I assume that we would both agree the most shocking result was in Buffalo, where the Bills destroyed the Patriots 47-17.
Amen.
The Bills scored on their first 7 drives. They never punted in the game. The Patriots couldn't stop them and couldn't do anything on their own. Wilbon, how impressed were you by the Bills and what they did to Bill Belichick and the Patriots?
I'm very impressed. I mean, really? We got 2 minutes to talk about this one? Because here's what happened in this one. The Buffalo Bills went out and they crushed the coach who is least likely to have a team crushed in the playoffs in the history of his sport. They kicked their butts. More than that, I don't have. Josh Allen was great then in that game. Doesn't mean he's going to be great next week. People have sort of overstated the rookie quarterback, Mac, from Alabama in New England, sort of overstated him a little bit. He's good. I'd like to have him. He's good. But let's not go nuts, okay? People had him, you know, comparing this characteristic to Tom Brady. They kicked their butts. I got, that's all I got. What do you got?
Yeah. Well, here's what I got. This is not the game that Bill Belichick wants to put in the time capsule.
No, it's not.
Because this is the one that erodes the mythology a little bit. I will tell you, and I think I speak for you as well, I'm not sure that I thought New England was going to win, but I sure thought it'd be a much better game. Yep. And I look back to the game that they went to Buffalo, and they only threw 3 passes, and they ran it down the Bills' throats, and Belichick outcoached the other guy by 100 miles. And I thought that might happen again, and it clearly did not happen again. And this is the interesting part that I found out today. Since that game, the Patriots went 1-4, including 2 very decisive losses to the Bills. Since that game, Josh Allen, who entered the season as an MVP candidate, has 15 passes for touchdowns and 3 rushes for touchdowns. And since that game, Mac Jones, who's a rookie, has 8 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions. And so what happens here is something you and I have talked about for a long time. The other team has coaches, too, and they see film, too.
Yeah.
Okay? And they say, how are we going to prevent what happened before from happening again? And you looked at New England and you said, they had the 6th most points in the league. They had more points than the Rams and the Cardinals and the Packers. With what?
They had like a 50 spot somewhere, Tony. That's when numbers lie. That's why I don't like to try to forecast with certain numbers. Now people are going to run out and they're going to tell you that Buffalo's going to do this and Josh Allen's going to do that based on this
result.
Not necessarily. And it doesn't mean jack.
No.
But that's how we get to this point of just presumption. God, sport involves presumption nearly as much as the NFL from week to week. Now Josh Allen, he's going to be, you know, Joe Montana. No, maybe not.
We'll see. Here's the thing. He gets a chance to do it.
Gets a shot.
He gets a chance.
He does.
Let's take a break. But coming up, did the Bucs or the Chiefs look more impressive over the weekend?
And will Tony's Super Bowl pick, the Rams, make it past the wild card round tonight? We sort of had foreshadowing
the Patriots. The Patriots won that game in Buffalo in bad weather, too. I thought they'd be better. Well, everybody thought they'd be better.
Yeah.
30 points.
They should have been better.
Wow.
They should have been better.
That's the end of the Brady-Belichick Super Bowl matchup. That ain't happening.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's mail time. Wonderful answers to pedestrian questions. Let me see what's
mail
first.
Mail time.
Here. More impressive win, Bucks or Chiefs?
Tony, I wasn't all that impressed by either one of them because we said going into the weekend, the opponents in these games had very little, if any, chance. And Pittsburgh, it was sort of exciting when Pittsburgh had Watt with that strip, sack, the fumble and run back, and they go up 7. But you knew once Kansas City evened the game, that was about it. And Philadelphia, I don't know about Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. They don't have a passing game, and they weren't going to just sit up there and tee it up and run it down after down against Tampa. So I don't know. I guess maybe Kansas City. But neither game impressed me, and both of those teams could go out in the next round, too, the winners.
Okay, both of those teams could also end up in the Super Bowl like last year. That is certainly possible. I thought the Chiefs' win was more impressive, and I grant you that Pittsburgh was not a great opponent. But the Chiefs were flashy, and they had swagger, and they sort of looked like they did when you named them a dynasty of one.
Mm-hmm.
They put 35 points on a board in 2 quarters. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Tampa Bay because my viewing of that game was clouded by 2 questions, Mike. The first question was, why is Tom Brady in the game in the fourth quarter?
Unbelievable.
He has just been sacked 3 times in a row on third down dropbacks. If you lose him, you are out. You are done. Why is he in the game? That's question one. And question two, with a minute and change left, you're up 16. You're Tampa. You're up 16.
Take a field goal.
You're on the opponent's 10 or 11.
Goal. Yeah.
It is possible. It's unlikely, but it's possible Philadelphia scores once, gets a 2-point conversion,
you could lose
gets
again.
An onside kick, scores again, but they can't beat you if you kick a field goal to go up 19. Why are you running it on 4th and 1?
Tony,
why aren't you kicking a field goal? Why?
I remember during the game, the question was brought up, do you think we'll see Tom Brady further? And I'm like, yeah. Because Brady doesn't want to relinquish any snaps if they're ahead 100-0.
Tell him to sit down.
Joe Theismann made us familiar with this in starting quarterbacks. 40 years ago, Joe would say starting quarterbacks are the better they are.
Down.
They don't want anybody to ever come in the game. But you tell Brady, I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing you. Take a seat on the bench.
Down.
And he, right. Arians didn't do it.
That's right. Right. The Super Bowl rings are blocking my hearing.
Wow.
I can't hear you. Sit down. Next. Are you going with the Cardinals or the Rams tonight?
You know, I'm going with the Cardinals. I'm rooting for the Cardinals. On this show, in late August or early September, we talked about you had picked the Rams. You picked the Rams back in the spring
right.
when they made the deal. And I said to you,
that's right.
not only are the Rams not going to win the division, which they
right.
did, the Cardinals are going to win the division, which they should have. The Cardinals are less than they ought to be. The Cardinals choked multiple weeks on a division championship. Now, it might not make any difference. The game could be in Phoenix where they don't even want it in Glendale because they can't win a home game. But you got these two teams playing. The Cardinals are just bound to do something to go gag city. And I hate that because I'm rooting for them. But the Rams
yeah.
are going to win. Rams are going to win the game.
So yesterday there were five games, and four divisional champions won. And so I think you favor divisional champions. And the Rams are the divisional champions, but they backed in because both they and the Cardinals lost on the last
yeah.
day. So where is the game? The game is in L.A., where the Cardinals beat them already
yeah.
in L.A. The Cardinals are 8-1 on the road. The Rams are 5-3 at home. That favors the Rams. Favors the Cardinals,
rather.
And the Cardinals, I think they've lost their two. The Rams have lost their two starting safeties. They brought back Eric Weddle. Mike, he hasn't played in 750 days. It's too. Mike, this is like if Frank Reich called up Peyton Manning and said, I don't trust Wentz. Why don't you come back and play for
that
me?
That would be an upgrade, as we
desperate.
Know.
Right. I know you hate it. You hate Garoppolo and you hate Wentz.
Wentz, come on.
I'm going to stay with the Rams because I came in with the Rams.
I'll
go out with the Rams, but I don't feel confident. I don't feel confident.
Not a lot of confidence going on.
Not a lot. Let's take one last break. Still to come, will France follow Australia's lead and keep Novak Djokovic out?
I mean, he can't be kept out of everything, can he? And will the Lakers lose their fourth in a row tonight? I don't know. Do they play a team that's over, 400? Because if they do, they lose.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 64th birthday, Tom Thibodeau. One of your favorites, Will Bond, even
Tibbs.
Though he's no longer coaching the Bulls.
Love him.
Tibbs is coaching the Knicks now, but he kept his Bulls connection by bringing in Derrick Rose.
And Tosh Gibson.
The Knicks were the surprise of the East last year, finishing fourth in the conference after many years of stinkitude. This year, they're hovering around 500, 10th in the conference. Tibbs just brought in Cam Reddish to work with his former Duke teammate, R.J. Barrett. Tibbs ought to now trade for Zion Williamson and then get Mike Krzyzewski to sit on the bench with him next season because Mike's free and he'll probably need something to do.
Zion looks pretty free right now, too. He doesn't want to be, Tony, but I think that was a nice move by the Knicks to make that trade. I really do.
Happy anniversary, Shaquille O'Neal. Around this day, 29 years ago as a rookie, Shaq led the Orlando Magic past the Bulls in overtime by putting up 29 points and 24 rebounds. Orlando won the game despite Michael Jordan scoring 64 points, the second highest total of his career. Because Shaq is so likable on television, on the Turner Show and in all of those commercials, we tend to forget how great he was as a player. He won three championships in Los Angeles with Kobe Bryant and one in Miami with Dwayne Wade. And in those days, it was Shaq and Kobe and Shaq and Wade and not the other way around.
You're right about that, Tony, but you love the Shaq commercials, don't you? I mean, there's so many of them. I have to catalog them, but they make me laugh or at least smile.
Yeah, I mean, nobody doesn't like Shaq.
No.
Nobody.
You should like
Happy
Shaq.
Happy trails, Kevin Durant. The NBA's leading scorer at 29.3 points per game is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a sprained MCL in his left knee, suffered on Saturday night. The Nets will play 11 of their next 14 games on the road, so Kyrie Irving will be available. Oddly, the Nets went 16-3 last year when Durant was out and Irving and James Harden played. In other injury news, Draymond Green will be out at least two more weeks with a calf injury. Green did not play the night Klay Thompson returned for the Warriors. So if you think Durant, Harden, and Irving don't play together much, Thompson, Green, and Steph Curry haven't actually played in a game together since 2019.
Yeah, Tony, Kyrie will be eligible. I don't know about available, but hopefully this means that Kevin Durant can get back in plenty of time to be ready for the playoffs. Hopefully. An additional truly melancholy trails, Tony, to Les Grobstein. He's one of the last enormously impactful local radio voices. He covered everything you could in Chicago for 52 years, and he died last night at just 69. Overnights, weekends, every game you could ever remember in Chicago, and it seems all the ones I attended and covered, Les Grobstein was there, reporting on things from Sayers and Banks to Peyton and Jordan to Zach LaVine and Derrick Rose. Les Grobstein, always there, and you always had his voice.
So here's what people don't know now, because television has taken over in so many ways from radio, and social media has taken over in so many ways from radio. There were these guys in every city in America, and they lugged around a briefcase and a microphone.
Big microphone.
They went to every single game, and they asked two or three questions and put that out on the radio, because in those days, people listened to the radio first. That was the most immediate way of getting sports news.
Tony, the
people,
Lee
those
Elia,
voices.
I was going to tell you, you're so right about this. The Lee Elia rant, that was Les Grobstein. Into the microphone.
Yeah.
Les Grobstein there.
Right. Those voices became the soundtrack of your life if you were a sports fan in a big city. It was radio. It wasn't television.
So true.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Ian Rappaport says Russell Wilson, what a surprise, wants to explore his options this offseason. Really? Your thoughts?
I know we're getting near February 2nd. I wasn't expecting Groundhog's Day. We've done this story. We did it for like weeks at a time last year. Australia deported Novak Djokovic. What happens now at the French Open?
If they have a vaccine law, like Australia said months ago, don't come if you're not vaccinated.
Right.
And he came anyway. If France does that, the same thing could happen. It could. Naomi Osaka advanced. Coco Gauff got upset. Which is the bigger deal?
Naomi Osaka, because she's a bigger deal. I mean, Gauff is still, what, like 17? Naomi Osaka's been number one, been the best in the world at something. And obviously, there have been issues that have thrust her even onto a different stage that's pretty high. So Naomi Osaka, glad she won personally. Hideki Matsuyama won the Sony Open. You impressed?
He went birdie eagle. He eagled the playoff hole on a par five. Of course I'm impressed. Last one, will the Jazz give the Lakers their fourth loss in a row tonight?
Rudy Gobert, I guess he's back now, Tony. Games in Los Angeles, I still got Utah winning. The Lakers, they don't really beat anybody that matters.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knucklehead.